Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a busy day to talk, because, you know, I was off. Actually, I was only off. Well, I was off for Rosh Hashanah, so we'll talk about that. Not that that's the most exciting story. It sounds like Americans have gotten out of Afghanistan. We'll talk about that, and if any are left. We'll also talk about how apparently the prices of our groceries are going up, and the beef, the poultry, and the chicken packers are kind of under the ire of the Biden administration. And I think they even said, guys, grocery issues aren't an issue except for, you know, the beef, chicken, the poultry. Well, what else is there? I mean, when I go shopping, that's, I usually just hit the meat area of the supermarket, which is actually, for me, the most relaxing part. I just love the red and the marbled and the touching of the meat. I just love the meat area. It's just, I just feel most at home. Maybe it's because my animalistic instinct, you know, because I can't hunt. If I'm around butchered meat, I feel like I belong. I don't know. But we're going to talk about meat. We're also going to talk about how the Biden administration now is going to mandate that all federal workers get the COVID vaccine. They don't even want you testing. So everybody gets a vaccine. So we'll kind of talk about the vaccine guidance and what a cluster it's been, because as we're moving towards boosters, the World Health Organization would say, no, brakes on the boosters. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then I get to ask for advice. So I need some advice from you guys, because I have two adult children, two adult boys. Now, I'm not a control freak, and I don't have to be one of these dictatorial moms, but I am noticing that I let things go so much with them. You know, I didn't want them being disciplined like I was, so I went the opposite with them, to the point now that I have lost all mommy cred. I have lost all mommy strength, and such that when I ask my kids to do something, it's almost like a, well, you know, we'll think about it, or I get a no. And I'm really, really frustrated because, you know, as little babies, you know, babies are doing something and you're like, you know, mama says no. And he's like, oh, no, mama said no. Oh, no. Mommy said no. You know, and the mommy said you could do that. And mommy said you know. I mean, you are the goddess in the house. There is, you know, no other. You know, you teach them about God, but they're confused. But they're like, okay, but there's you. You know, does God know you exist? And like, yeah, he does. You know, thank God he does, and I'm here for that reason. But you know, when mommy tells you to do something, you listen to mommy, and they did. I mean, they did probably until they were maybe 6 months old, and that was then I started to lose it. You know, and now it's like, all right, we got to get ready for temple. You know, shave, you know, find a tie, doesn't do, you know, comes late. It's just a, you know, well, we'll think about it. You know, they're over 18. They're going to kind of do their own thing. Well, I got really, really mad, and I'm trying to figure out what move I should make so I don't look like crazy mom, because I think we're at this preface. I think we're at this watershed moment where if I do it right and I scare the hell out of them, I might from here on out get my mommy control, regain the alpha figure in the family. So basically what's happening, it's College Student Health Awareness Day is next Tuesday. Yay! All right? And to go on to UNLV, you need a parking pass. So the student group, AMSA, has a parking pass for me. So I'll have a parking pass. But it's you can't really park and get the pass if you don't have the pass. So I have two boys that go to UNLV. So this should be a no-brainer. This should be no stress. Go pick up the parking pass from the student that has it for me, president of the club. Bring it home today. Well, I text them, and it's like, I don't know. I don't think that's going to be doable. Nah, not going to work for me. Sorry, can't. Okay? Now, I kept my cool. I kept my cool because football's coming on today and all that. You know, I'm still in a serotonin high because we got the NFL starting today. Even though Dallas might get their butt kicked, it doesn't matter. We got football, so I'm good. But I have one shot at this. All right? They have approximately 3 hours, 2 hours and 48 minutes to be able to pick up that parking pass for me. And if they don't, I have two options. One, to let it go, because I love my babies and there's bigger, you know, fish to fry in this world. Or two, to rip them a new one. And I really feel like I need to rip them a new one, and it's got to be bad. I have to set up a situation as a mom where if they disappoint me or disobey me, that life is going to be so horrible for them based on my control that it's not worth it. I'll just do what mama says, because I don't think I could rely on the love thing. I don't think I could pull the you were in my uterus card, you know, and I had a vaginal tear and needed an episiotomy and breastfed you and needed breast surgery. I don't think those cards work anymore, because I've been using them and dealing them for now 18 to 21 years. So I need to figure out a way where if my kids don't pick up my parking pass, it just takes one of them, that they are going to fear what happens at 11:59 a.m. today. Now, I'm on air, so they probably think, oh, mom's on air. So there's no way she could touch us. We're clear for that 3 hours. No, I need to bring a storm. And so I'm asking you all, what storm can I unleash on my boys if they don't do what I say? Because from here on out, if I go, look, I need a small favor. I need you to do something for me. I want it to be yes, ma'am. Or you got it. I mean, when I grew up, right, if it was jump, it was how high, get over here, how fast. I mean, it was always in the affirmative. And how can I do it to your liking? Here's think about it. You know, this is optional. It's not optional. And my bringing, open up a can of whoop ass is not going to be optional, too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for months, I've been talking to you guys about the Delta variant. I've been talking about vaccine efficacy, pediatric cases rising as the flu shot becomes available, how that could protect. And I think it always helps to hear from other doctors besides me, especially those who are specializing in infectious disease. So joining us next is Dr. Mark Dowell, Medical Director of Infectious Disease at Banner Wyoming Medical Center in Casper, Wyoming. Dr. Dowell, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning. I'm glad to join you.
Wow. Well, we really appreciate it. We know you're busy, especially with everything going on, and we appreciate all you do. So can you talk to us about where we are with our wave of the Delta variant?
It's a wild time, and it's a story that's still being written. What I'm noticing right now, and I'm in the trenches, and our small hospital has over 50 people hospitalized right now. They're younger, they're unvaccinated, and they're sicker. And it, what's interesting about this as well is it's acting differently than the waves last year, which was, you know, that was affecting people 70, 80, 90 years old. We have them as young as 24 to maybe 60. And we're seeing not only bad pneumonia from the COVID virus, but bacterial pneumonia on top of it. Mm-hmm. So it's really acting differently than what we saw last year.
Absolutely. That was one thing that we had urged, which sadly it wasn't urged that much in the media last year, is to for all people to also get their pneumonia vaccinations if they're in that age group to qualify, because not only do we have a flu shot out there, and now thank God we have a COVID vaccine, but we've also have a pneumonia vaccine that I think might be underutilized.
Oh, it's totally underutilized, and the number one cause of bacterial pneumonia that we can identify is covered by that pneumococcal vaccine. Some people call it Pneumovax and this kind of thing. It's the same set of vaccines that we give to our children. Highly effective, very safe. And it would cut down on some of these life-threatening bacterial pneumonias that are occurring in our COVID patients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate what you said about where you are in Wyoming. We have a hospital tracker to look at what's going on with 7-day, you know, average of bed occupancy. And it looks like in Albany County, in Campbell County, you guys are at 100% capacity of your ICU beds. You know, this isn't just a big city, New York, you know, metropolis sort of disease. You know, this is hitting everywhere, even in more rural counties.
Oh, yes. Our ICU is 12 beds. It's full. We're spilling over to a new unit that we just opened. And so we're running 16 ventilator patients right now. Our census in the hospital is, let's say, 170. And we have 52 patients in the hospital right now with COVID. So we're almost a third of the people hospitalized have COVID right now. We're a county of 65,000. We are a referral hospital, but nonetheless, it's wild. We're getting requests from outside of the state of Wyoming to transfer patients in for our COVID care, and we can't accept them.
Wow, wow. You know, Dr. Dow, a big question we keep getting, and maybe you could talk about the pathogenesis of it, is kids didn't appear to be as affected or hospitalized with the wild type or the older version. What do you think is different about Delta that's putting kids in hospital, whereas the other one didn't to the same degree?
Well, part of it, I think, is that this is 10 times as contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the country masked the kids the first time around. And so we got a different outbreak in kids. Many places are not masking children right now, and they're wide open for infection. This is spreading very, very quickly. And we're still studying to see if this particular variant is just generally more aggressive than anybody that gets it. We know it's much more aggressive in adults, twice as many hospitalizations as there were with the original variant. In kids, we're seeing a huge increase in hospitalizations. Part of that is because so many more kids are getting exposed and getting infected. But the story hasn't been totally written yet about whether this will do things more quickly and more severely in kids, and what percentage of kids will have long-term health effects from this infection.
We're speaking to Dr. Mark Dowell, Medical Director of Infectious Disease at Banner Wyoming Medical Center in Casper, Wyoming. You know, when people talk about vaccine hesitancy, originally they were just blaming those of one political party. And, you know, you're a doctor, I'm a doctor, I'm licensed also in Alabama, Mississippi, Wisconsin. The political ideologies are are varied. So what are you seeing in your neck of the woods that is contributing to some of the vaccine hesitancy?
Well, I had a patient walk in the other day and tell me that Bill Gates is putting microchips in the vaccine, and so he doesn't want to be tracked. And I looked at him and I said, you're serious, right?
Yeah.
He said, yes. And so I sat there and tried to explain to him how that's not likely. Some of the hesitancy is coming from the fact that some people don't believe this is real. And so I have patients say to me, oh, I think this is a conspiracy and a hoax, and these people are not getting ill. And I said, well, come spend today with me at the hospital. It looks like a war zone. I think you'll think differently, but they're not hearing that. And then some people are scared because they don't think the vaccine is safe, even though 4.5 billion people worldwide have received the vaccine. So I do a lot of one-on-one education. I try to do media. We try to just boil it down to the basics so people feel more comfortable. One of the things I say to people is, if I thought this were not safe for you, I have a good reputation out there. I've been doing this for 33 years. I wouldn't tell you to get it. I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't give it to the ones I love. So there's something behind this. And once in a while, you get them to change their mind. But a lot of them are set, and they just don't hear you.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Dell, you bring up a good point. You know, me as a physician, you know, I got the vaccine. My family got the vaccine. I understand that we don't want to lie to our patients. We want to be honest, but we also know that everything isn't cut and dry. You know, now the NIH is going to study menstrual. They're funding some studies to see menstrual abnormality links to the COVID vaccine, and which I think does contribute to some of the female young adult hesitancy with the vaccine. But, you know, has it been difficult for you where you realize there's two sides? You know, like, we're not using N95 respirators. We're using masks that are now a year and a half old that have been sitting in our pockets. Does it, you know, has it been rough on you to kind of say, look, guys, you know, we're going with this. This is the best possible, you know, decision we can make now. But we know that it's not 1,000% safe. We know that, you know, the science isn't 100% there yet.
No, this is a moving target, and that's part of what the national, you know, media, or some of them, are trying to convey. As we learn more about the virus, we have to change our approach and our recommendations. We're doing all this research behind it, the same with the vaccine. But when you look at the data that's coming out of 4.5 billion people being vaccinated, and you look at their risk from the vaccine versus their risk when they get COVID-19 infection, it's a no-brainer. Yep. I mean, you're at much higher risk if you get COVID-19 of having death, hospitalization, long-term problems, and we don't want that to happen to anybody. So everything is a trade-off, and that's what we say. But I really think with this vaccine technology, we're going to find down the road that's incredibly safe and probably is going to blaze a trail for the future in terms of how we do vaccines.
I agree. It's exciting technology, the mRNA. We're coming up on break. How can people find out more information about you and getting a vaccine?
Well, I would have them go to vaccines.gov. A lot of good information. They can find out where they can get their vaccines locally. Remember, they're free, and they're easy to get now, so you're not waiting in line for a week. So go get it.
Dr. Dell, thank you so much for all you do. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much for having me.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Utah police are releasing body camera footage following an argument between a missing Florida woman and her fiancé. Footage showing Florida couple Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie after police say they were seen having an argument and hitting each other in Moab City during their cross-country road trip. Northport, Florida Police Chief Todd Garrison saying that police are still on the hunt for any clues they can find.
We have investigators working diligently around the clock, as well as with the FBI. The FBI is present here today to show their solidarity and commitment to this investigation.
Laundrie has been named a person of interest in the case. Today's AAA survey regarding gas prices shows a national average for regular is $3.19 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. General Motors is warning some Chevy Bolt owners to keep their cars parked away from other vehicles to reduce fire risk. The car company has already recalled more than 140,000 of their Bolt EVs made in the last 5 years because of batteries spontaneously going up in flames. Bloomberg reporting GM is also issuing the warning to reduce the risk of a possible blaze starting to other cars and trucks. About a dozen fires have been confirmed and more continue to be reported. GM saying it's working with its partners to correct the battery issues. Nearly 5 million people are bracing for flash floods as post-tropical cyclone Nicholas lingers over the Gulf Coast. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, as well as the Florida Panhandle. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, mind you, you know, this is just same topic, different day. I have a very big issue when something is promised early on and then promises aren't kept. And that's a big problem when you're in a government position, when you're a public official, when you're a mommy, when you're an educator. If you are going to promise something, and if you are going to say, look, I am not going to go there, which we've seen people do, you know, We've seen government. We've seen even celebrities. You know, we've seen people say, look, all right, we're not going to go there. Now, some celebrities have threatened that they were going to leave, right, if Trump got elected or, you know, oh, I'm going to leave America. And, you know, they never did. So I get that a lot of people make promises. But the one thing the government did is they have promised early on with the vaccine rollout that vaccine passports was just a conspiracy theory. That no way, no way, not going to happen. Now, nothing's going to be mandated. Nobody's going to have to show their papers. Well, it's changing. That has changed. Now, some of the country, maybe half the country, is like, no, it's fine. For public health, we're good. We'll support it. The other half of the country, very, very against it. But among those two halves, there is a group of individuals, which I'm a part of, that goes, wait a second here. Okay. Can't be reneging on promises. I understand, as we just spoke to Dr. Dow, how Delta variant, COVID is a moving target. But when it comes to your authority, when it comes to your rules, you have to still, in America, follow a certain creed. And that creed is, we're not going to turn into a country that's not free world, that's not capitalistic, that's not a republic, that's not a democracy. Now, America could say that, you know, they love a TV show, or they might cancel a celebrity, or they might cancel a concept, or they might, you know, try to provide reparations for some real, real bad things that happened to some of us. But America should always stick to the main principles of they're not going to turn into an Afghanistan or a China or a Russia. We're going to be America. So that's what you and I signed up for. That's why we've been paying taxes. That's why we live here. That's why we support our country. That's why we serve our country. That's why we do what we do. Because this is the product. This is who we are. And this is in our blood. It's in our fabric of our being. So, public health or no public health crisis, okay? We still have to hold those truths to be self-evident or whatever. We still have to stick to our foundation. So, God forbid Ebola comes. I don't think the government needs to turn into a China or a Russia, because Ebola is pretty scary. If Ebola comes our way, we're out of here. I mean, we are, you know, I mean, we will bunker down. If God forbid there's a nuclear war, we're going to bunker down. We're not stupid. And those who don't want to bunker down, well, their choice. Survival of the fittest. So remember on Independence Day, the aliens came, and some people were on the Empire State Building. They were like, oh, yay, we love you, aliens, and the aliens killed them. I mean, if that's what they wanted to do, yes, the government should say, look, guys, we have some data and intelligence. We don't think the aliens are good guys. You might not want to do that. Warning received. Thank you, and be done with it. But instead, the government doesn't want to do that. I understand hospitals are getting overwhelmed. The government feels like it is their duty to protect the hospitals and protect others. But at what cost? So even though the vaccine passports was considered a conspiracy theory, and they will never force anything into your body for public health, because there's always public health issues. Overpopulation is a public health issue. Lack of food supply. So are we going to be asked to abort our babies? Are we going to be asked to sterilize, to slow down on our reproduction? Are we going to be asked to sew a condom to us? I mean, you know, how far are they going to go for public health? Obese people may leave a larger carbon footprint. Are obese people going to be asked to get bariatric surgery? I mean, what are we doing in the name of public health? How far are we going to go? So when Biden today said all federal workers have to get the vaccine, we're not even going to test. Even if you're pro-vaccine, and I got the vaccine, I believe in the vaccine as it's working, I don't like where this is going. You promised you wouldn't go there. You promised you wouldn't mandate. You promised you wouldn't do vaccine passports. Now we're hearing in L.A. schools, if kids don't get vaccinated, they're going to get kicked out of school. So we've turned into a country where we're kicking people out of restaurants. We're kicking people out of school. We're not allowing people to go to church. We're even discussing not treating them in a hospital. When you hear doctors come out and Jimmy Kimmel and celebrities going, oh, yeah. Yeah, if they're going to choose ivermectin, they're not going to take the vaccine, we shouldn't treat them. And at first, if I would have heard that in 2019, I'm like, okay, you guys are off your rocker. There is no way America, there's no way I'm going to hear another American suggest that somebody get discriminated against and not get medical care. Especially since many vaccine hesitant are of varying demographics. I thought by the year 2019, 2020, and now 2021, there is no way in hell anybody is going to ask a Native American, an African American, a Latino, a Latina, a white person, a child, and refuse and tell them, we're not going to take care of you because you didn't do what the government said. I'm like, what movie did you see? And here we are. That's where we are right now. Now, Biden is saying the reason why the mandates are going to happen is because mandates work. So the government is under the impression that when you force the vaccines, it works. Mandates work. And I think we need to define what work is. I have seen people get a vaccine because they were forced. I've seen college students do it, saying I won't be able to go to college if I can't get it. So on one end, superficially, the mandates and the threats are making people go and get a vaccine. But work, do they work? Work meaning prevent the public from doubting public guidance. Public enthusiasm for boosters. You might have been able to force a bunch of people to get their first shot and second shot, but now we got the booster debacle where the World Health Organization is saying, don't be giving out boosters. FDA and CDC is telling the White House, okay, we're going to do boosters, but on our timeline. Don't be, you know, throwing that out there during the same week as the Afghanistan headlines. They didn't say that, but you know what they were thinking. And so, you know, you might think that mandates work, but that might have been a short gain. Now that we're told that our two shots aren't giving us long-term protection and we're going to have to look to boosters, are boosters going to be mandated now? And did you lose? Did you pick your fight too soon? Because people who are mandated, they got their two shots, but now they're like, no, you're not going to force me to go back a third time. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Gavin Newsom recall election that is coming up in 5 days is, again, we forgot that 2021 was going to have election drama, and it is. We have envelopes with holes in it in some counties that can show if somebody voted that first line, do you vote to recall Governor Newsom? If not, it ends there. If you do, then you pick one of the candidates below. And Larry Elder is one of the front runners. So if somebody sees that in that little hole that somebody is marking for Gavin Newsom to not, I think if it's blank, then that's a ballot that somebody's going to keep if they find it, I guess. If it's marked saying yes, they believe that he should be recalled, then they know that that is a ballot for the other side. So, obviously, that is concerning. The California was, you know, probably stereotyped as a left-leaning state for decades, even though Ronald Reagan won, even though Arnold Schwarzenegger won a recall election. California, on the whole, is votes blue. Not that I really like that whole concept of blue and red state. I really don't like that, because I think a lot of us that live in these states don't want to be, you know, confined to one political party. But what is interesting is how the mail-in ballots are causing turmoil. When people said in the 2020 election, it'll all be fine, it'll all work out, we saw issues with the ballots in the primary, Democratic primary race in New York City. And now there's issues with the mail-in ballots, you know, for Governor Newsom. And these, you know, election integrity concerns are huge. And we aren't, as I talked about, America can never lose who they are. As a doctor, I worry about anything being promised and being purported one way than it isn't. In medicine, we can't deal with fake. Nothing could be fake. An MRI can't lie to us. A radiology read of a mammogram can't lie. A person taking their medication incorrectly, but lying about it. Lying and fakeness is devastating in medicine. And one lie could be life or death. There was a man who, I guess in the hospital, had claimed he was vaccinated. Ended up, he actually lied about it. It was never in the system, and he admitted he never really fully got the vaccine. So, not that treatment should change, but, you know, it just never works out well when somebody lies. It just doesn't. And so we need integrity. We need integrity in medicine. We need integrity in education. We need integrity in historical accounts. And we definitely need integrity in politics. And so the California Republican Party has created an election integrity website for voters to report suspicious election activity, aiming to, quote, ensure every vote is counted and verified. So we think California is going to become the next epicenter, according to USA Today, for voter fraud claims. Now, you know, this, many people have doubts of what happened with the 2020 election on either side. They doubt there was any lack of integrity, any voter fraud. Some doubt that it was done completely on the up and up. As far as I'm concerned, when you hear somebody say no fraud was done, every election has fraud, because there's always dead people that vote. Somebody gets a ballot, they're going to mess with it. You know, it just happens. And we know for a fact that people got two ballots, three ballots, some didn't get any ballots. I got my ballot. I got my ballot. It was nice. We kept it snug so nobody would mess with it. But we still all voted in person. We voted in person. Not that I distrust the post office, but my son was turning 18 the week before. And so, yeah, one thing 18-year-olds get to do, because they're still not allowed to drink, is they're able to vote. So we did it. We went to vote. In fact, we early voted on his birthday. Yay, let's be vote. So, yeah, so we went in person. If I would have put my ballot in the post office box, I would have probably trusted it. Do I trust the whole mail-in ballot system? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So this, you know, as Kamala Harris is there helping Governor Newsom, and people are, you know, now starting to kind of, you know, ramp up the rhetoric, this is going to be a very dramatic election. Not as dramatic as the 2020, but up there, because if Governor Newsom actually did get recalled, it shows that, you know, blue states aren't necessarily blue or don't agree with all blue policies, just like red states. And we've also seen, like what happened, you know, with Governor Cuomo, is not all Democrats are going to protect their own, and not all Republicans are going to protect their own. And so whatever we thought, going, we're a united front, we're one side versus the other, no. In fact, I talk to people about the next election and how they feel. And, you know, many people don't want Trump back in office. They don't want the Republicans in office. Many people want a Republican in office. But interesting how the Republicans are split. Many conservatives don't want it to be Trump. They don't think he could win. Other conservatives say if it's not him, who would it be? Who would draw the crowds? So there's always dissent. Sadly, though, there's this bias. And Larry Elder got attacked yesterday. I believe he was shot with a pellet gun, we're being told by Daily Mail. We then saw a woman wearing a gorilla mask hurl an egg and shouting slurs. And Elder was supposed to go to a campaign event. And he had tweeted, "The intolerant left will not stop us. We will save California." Now, mind you, all sides heckle. Biden just got heckled the other day as he was talking to union workers. But what's interesting is this is, if she was screaming slurs, throwing eggs at him, that's a hate crime. And I just don't know if anybody's approaching it as such, because Larry Elder, being African American, is also conservative and he's running on the Republican side. He was currently touring a homeless encampment on Venice Beach. He was confronted by protesters who threw eggs at him, shouted abusive things. But the event was quickly halted. He was escorted to a waiting SUV. But apparently, his security team was shot by a pellet gun. Now, you know, thank God it didn't go, you know, get worse. I hate seeing any sort of violence to any candidate. You know, they're a politician. You might not like politicians, but they deserve to live like everybody else. But no arrests have been made, no call for, you know, stopping racism, nothing like that. And it's very frustrating that somebody could commit a crime, and depending on what their political ideology is, might differ on what the approach is. And I just don't like where we're going with that. I think that's scary. So some people feel that her wearing the gorilla mask was also a racial slur. According to Daily Mail, they say her choice of headwear has been branded racist by some commentators online who questioned why she wasn't put in jail for committing a hate crime. She was also seen punching a man who told her to calm down. Now, the video was caught. It was all over, you know, the media that would play it. But, you know, we're physically assaulting candidates now. Really? I obviously people have been doing that before, but we can't have an election. We can't have a fair election. We can't. I thought when you live in America, we want to hear both sides. We want to vote. I think more and more Americans want a dictator. Scary times. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.